I was window cleaning, mm-hmm. and we was in the car. We was travelling from Croydon going towards Orpington.
Yeah.
And it's me and my pal. We was going along. This particular car was a bit of an old jalopy, and the brakes weren't particularly very fine on them.
Yeah.
And we'd come around the corner, and we was hurtling along trying to get to this job. It must have been about 7:30 in the morning. All of a sudden, the traffic in front of us all stopped, and the brakes didn't stop the car.
Oh, I see.
And so we hit the back of this VW Jetta at pretty good force, and yeah. the ladders and the bucket and the squeegee and the feather and all the rest of it all come flying off the top because yeah. they weren't tied on very well and went through the back windscreen of this car in front.
It's slapstick with an element of tragedy here, yes.
There was a little bit, yeah. There was no banana skins, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But then it carried on from there because we decided we thought, Christ, well, the car's still running. Let's try and get to the job and try and, you know, do some of the work. So we're carrying on down to Orpington. As we hit Orpington, we got stopped by the police because the registration plate had fallen off and wasn't clearly displayed on the front of the car.
And that wasn't on the car in front. What happened to the car in front of the ladders and all of that?
Well, basically, it went straight for the back windscreen. He still could drive the car because we hit the back of him and yeah. we exchanged details.
Oh, I thought he might have driven off. I know something, and I can't think of a delicate way of saying this, but friends of mine, let's leave it at friends of mine, were in Spain in the mid-70s, one of the first holidays I ever went on, and there was some kind of wild shenanigans, which involved a woman leaving the apartment with no drawers. And when she got to the ground floor, they leant over the balcony and said, you know, I think if you've got a bit... Anyway, she kind of laughed at me, oh, and said, throw them down. So they threw the drawers from the third floor balcony towards the woman who was requesting her undergarments be brought back.
Yeah.
But they misjudged it, genuinely, and they landed on top of a Volkswagen that was in traffic, which then drove off. And as far as we know, there was a roof rack on it, and they went, hey! And she went, throw them down. She was a scouser. Throw them down. And they threw them, but they meant to give her a drawers back. And they landed on a Volkswagen in the street, which then went, and away it went.
Off it went, yeah.
I don't know where that leaves us. I'm going to bung you on the list for your...
I was going to say, it actually continues from there.
Oh, good, okay.
Because after that, we decided we'd better get some work done, otherwise we don't get paid if we didn't get the work done.
Yeah.
So we've got as many windows as we could get cleaned, and we was finishing off, and Terry said to me, look, the last house is in this nice little cul-de-sac off the beaten track, and it's down this little hill, and it's the last house. So, okay, fine, no problem at all. So we drive around the corner, come to this little cul-de-sac, and it's on like a little bit of an inverted, inclined or declined
yeah.
into the cul-de-sac. And it's the house right at the end today. So I've taken it out of gear, and I'm just coasting down, looking at these lovely houses, and we're coming around the corner. I can see the house in front. That's the one now.
Yeah.
And I've gone for the brakes, and there's just nothing whatsoever. Terry's now, at this point, kind of trying to crawl back into the
brakes
car.
Weren't there earlier. Why did you think they'd come back?
What's that?
Why did you say... Because the
vehicle... Well, you know what? They were working indiscriminately.
You can't be faulted for that then. Yeah, okay, sure.
It's my own fault. I was young and I was trying to earn a living at the end of the day.
Okay.
But, so this house is now approaching and we're doing kind of a rapid speed of about 20, 22, 23, and it's kind of building up and I can't brake at all. We're trying to pull up the handbrake and everything's just not working whatsoever. And we've hit this house. And we've hit the front door, we've hit the porch,
the
place
has
collapsed. Yeah, we've actually hit the house.
Yeah.
And the front door's come off its hinges.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear this is true, the woman's come flying out of her kitchen or wherever she was in the house, and she's standing there looking at the car that's obviously halfway in her hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry's got out of the car and just said, window cleaners, love. I swear, my and obviously she had a few for
There is the, as you would see on television, element. I was wondering when we get to the slapstick element, we have to wait right to the end there.